Good day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is...
Life.
We are episode 18 today, or tomorrow, or yesterday, whenever you want to listen to us, because you need to remember to hit that subscribe button and like button, and feel free to donate to Life Support so that we can keep this good old podcast running. Edward, what are we going to talk about on today's episode?
Well, today we have a local resident from the state of Florida, the Sunshine State.
Woo-woo.
We have Georgia with us today. Say
hi,
hello,
guys.
Georgia.
Hi, guys.
One thing we'd like to bring up with Georgia today and let her talk about and give us her viewpoints is a movement that is happening in the state of Florida called...
Homegrown, Florida Grown.
Florida Grown. So we will let Georgia, who is a full-time resident of the great state of Florida, correct?
Yes.
So we're going to let her talk about what this movement is, what it means to her as a Florida resident. So take it away,
Georgia
from Florida.
Well, to be right up front, I have not always been from Florida, and the Florida Grown is a movement for people that were born here, raised here, stayed here, love the state. I've kind of grafted myself in because I've been a resident full-time of Florida for about 12 years. So I feel like I've grafted myself into it. The movement's really growing because of all these mandates. People are flooding into our state to get away from states that are a little tighter on the mandates. We love our state. We're proud of our state. We're not all beaches and waterfronts. I'm from the central south part of Florida, and we are sugarcane, cowboys, horses, and cows.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Most people think of Florida as the beaches and the sunshine, Miami, Key West, and Orlando area. They don't realize that there's a whole state between the sand on each side and what's going on in the state.
A lot more live in this state than surfers, Mickey Mouse, and your college students.
Sure.
The mandates, as we know, have been tighter in various parts of this country, more so than others. And we do know that Florida has been one of the states, one of the few states, that have remained open for the most part. I know that there's a lot of small businesses out there in this state that are very grateful for that. It's been a little bit tighter and tougher for not only the small businesses, but for all communities in general. What are the one thing that you've noticed with the state of Florida that has been easier throughout this situation?
We're more about keeping our businesses open, and we're not as strict on the mask mandate. We don't judge somebody if they come in a mask, but we don't judge somebody if they don't come in a mask. We want to keep our state rolling. We're very proud of the state. We're proud of the snowbirds and the visitors that come in, because that is a lot of our business's livelihood. But we're conservative in most cases, and we welcome people moving into our state, but we don't welcome them bringing their political views or their very liberal views and trying to change Florida. That's where the homegrown Florida kind of came from. If we're such a great state, you're wanting to move here, don't try to change us.
Right. So basically, if you're coming from New York, New Hampshire, Ohio, any state other than Florida, you're moving into Florida, the gist is don't move here thinking that you're going to make Florida the new New York.
Exactly.
Or the new Oklahoma. Florida's Florida. We want to keep Florida as Florida. We understand our tourists are important to our livelihood. They're important to our business, our economy. We like having you here, but we don't need you here to change our way of life. We want to keep Florida, Florida.
Exactly. We want to keep Florida up and running. We don't want to be like the other states that are shut down. Come here. You're guaranteed you'll be able to find a job. We're in desperate need of more people. We've got more jobs than people right now. Everybody's got to help one and sign up. But don't come in and try to change us.
Kind of like a good relationship. Like me for me.
Yeah.
Or if you're getting a relationship, don't change
right,
me.
Right.
If you like me,
yeah.
Like who I am.
It's like marrying the guy for who he is, not for who you're going to change him into.
Got that. Florida is open. Florida's open for business,
open. But
we're not open for change.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's absolutely respect. Just what you said. Part of the reason you're coming here, getting away from those things, those closures and those mandates are in those states. And if you're trying to escape from them, then why do you want to bring that here with you?
Right.
Or just pretend for that 1 week that it doesn't exist and then go home and be hypocritical about...
Right.
What life and lifestyle that you're trying to lead or live in. That just makes me want to puke.
Dealing with the public the way I do, my biggest complaint is they're coming down to our state to visit because they want to get away from this. They want to feel like they're free again. Then the first thing they do is want us to enforce masks and vaccine mandates. And it's like, you left your state to get away from that for a while, so don't try to push it on me. If you want to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks, then come down and stay 4 weeks.
Right.
But don't expect us to change the way we operate for you while you're here.
Right. I'm not going into someone's home that has invited me over for supper, walking in their front door and changing the layout of their furniture.
Exactly right.
It's their home. I'm going to give respect to their home and to the way they want to run their home. I totally understand. Quite honestly, the state that I am in, it's a split state. There's one or two counties that are just steadfast in the way they've been from day one. Then there's other counties, literally, a county line away, an imaginary line away on a map that is completely open, as if the germs stop at the border or people don't cross over. We live in a tri-city area, tri-state area. People will literally get in their cars, drive that extra 15 minutes so that they can be in a state that they can take their mask off and go to dinner.
Right. And then they go back home. Did the germ stay in the other county or did you bring it back
right
with you? So it's hypocritical.
And I like what you said. It's not that Floridians don't want people coming. We don't want your mandates coming. Respect our rules. And we say that if we travel overseas. You always obey the rules of the place that you're going to and the country you're visiting. You just obey those rules. That's the rules of the land. Now we live in a situation where people think that an imaginary line keeps germs away. How many times have you seen people, Avalon, walk into a restaurant with their masks on and they sit at the table and take them off? Where are these lines?
Yeah, and it's as we've all discussed in this group here. If you want to wear one, wear one. If you don't, don't. But don't force me to put that on my face. Don't force me to make decisions about my health and what's best for me.
Especially if I'm living in a community or a state where they've given me the choice to do what I wish. Don't come in and tell me that I'm disobeying or doing something bad if I'm living in a location that allows me to not wear a mask or to go to a restaurant or shop without a mask.
When you come to Florida, you already came knowing that we don't have a mask mandate. So don't come in knowing that and then raise your opinion to me about me not having a mask on. If I go to a place that has a sign that says mask required, I wear it or I don't go in. That's my two options. I don't go in and try to convince the owner of the business that I should not have to wear a mask. And that's just how we feel down here. It's like, don't try to convince us different. We're free. We don't have to wear a mask.
I think it goes back to what we've all been thinking. Avalon touched base on it a while ago. If you feel like you want to have the mask, by all means, wear the mask.
Exactly.
If you don't want to wear the mask, don't wear the mask. We're talking about a piece of cloth anyway. Great at dusting furniture and picking up lint. I've still yet to be convinced that the mask can stop germs, let alone a sneeze from getting through with the fluids. It's a personal choice. You don't force religion on other people. You don't force your politics on other people because it's a choice. We live in a land where it's told to us in our Constitution that we have a freedom of choices, correct?
Exactly right.
Don't come taking my choices away. Let me make my choices. Right. And that's basically what I think Florida is saying. We are a state of choices for the people. People get to make their choices here. Don't come down from another part of the country and force us to make your choice.
I don't like when people throw out that I'm trying to kill someone because I don't wear my mask. You know, I know there's people with low immune systems that are other reasons that they might feel more comfortable wearing a mask. They have a choice to either take the risk and come where people aren't wearing masks or stay home.
Or be out in public with a mask that actually stops germs.
Exactly right.
Instead of a piece of cloth.
Yeah, and I'm all for the stay home. Don't come out and then try to put your agenda on my face, on my body. If you don't want to be around other people who are living a normal life because you're the one who's sick or you have a sick family member, then you stay home and you make other arrangements for your life and your lifestyle. Sorry if that comes across as harsh, but don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. Do whatever's safest for yourself and your family, and I'm going to do whatever's safest for mine and my family.
And I don't mind, as a business owner, say you own a small dress shop or a floor store or whatever the case may be, you're the owner, that's your store.
Right.
I believe you have the right to say, I want people to have masks on when they come in. That's your right. I have the right to not shop there.
Exactly.
I'm not twisting anybody's arm to walk into my store. But we also have to keep in mind how the last 2 years have hurt small businesses in this country. If this continues, we're not going to have small businesses in this country. And you want to talk about an economic ripple? This is not a ripple. This will be a tidal wave on the economy when you do away with small businesses and small business owners. Middle class will be gone.
Right. And the mom and pop businesses employ so many people and it affects so many different lives. Hundreds of people are coming to Florida every day and we welcome them, but remember why you're coming and don't bring that with you.
Right. If you're scared of going somewhere, be it to a store or to the theater, and they say masks are optional and you choose not to go because people are going to be there without masks, then why would you come to Florida knowing the same thing for an extended time? It's choices. Everybody has a choice. Make that choice an educated choice for you personally, not for anyone else. So if you are the type of person that's, oh, I've got to have a mask everywhere I go and everybody's got to have that mask on, Florida's probably not for you.
Exactly right.
Just understand, you come here, they want you here.
Right.
From everything I've understood, the state of Florida, the people of Florida, they want you here. This is a tourist state. Why wouldn't they want you here? But just understand, when you're coming, it's their rules. And their rules are right now are saying people have a choice.
And in the educated piece, educating yourself, not just by what you're being told by mainstream media. Do you know anybody from Florida? Reach out to them. Do you know anybody who's been there recently? Talk to them. What's really going on? As I like to say, question the narrative. What is really going on that would make you fearful in the first place to living a fully normal life?
Sounds good to me. Come to Florida. Bring your money. We need it.
Bring your money, buy our oranges, correct?
That's right. And our sugar.
When you come to Florida, don't just think you have to go to one of the beaches or to the place with ears. There is a lot of Florida to see. There is this central area, there is sugarcane fields, and there are real people living here. There are alligator alleys, there are everything from swamps to ride airboats in to finding out where the original cowboys
That's
first
right.
roamed
where the
lands of the Americas. There's a lot of things to do here. And as Avalon said, not only can you reach out to someone that's in Florida to see what's going on here, you can also look into where you're going to visit Florida and check in with their local government. You can contact their local mayor's office or travel or tourism offices and ask the questions. The narrative and the question that needs to be asked to that narrative is, are you being told everything in full or are you being told everything in pieces?
I can only speak from the area I live in. It's a bunch of good homegrown people. We got great police officers, quiet communities, and we love to see visitors come in and we'll graph them right in with us.
I mean, Avalon, you've been around the world.
Yes.
Right?
Florida is a gigantic state. It's 7 hours from north to south. And that's even before you get on the Key West Highway.
Right.
And you've got 3 hours east to west. And then there's the panhandle. It's a giant state. And every community is going to be a little different in its own way and so much to see expansive-wise, other than, again, just the beaches, the history of it all. There's so much to see and do.
And you might find the Fountain of Youth.
That's right.
It's still being looked for.
It smells like sulfur, but it tastes like sulfur, too.
So you're the one who found it.
Aha.
A lot of history in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Georgia, we thank you for bringing an insight to us as a Floridian. Doesn't matter if it's 12 years or 100 years, you're a Floridian, so we appreciate it. As always, we ask you to question the narrative, as Avalon likes to say.
And as Edward likes to say, act local. This is Avalon.
This is Edward.
And this is Georgia.
And this is
Live. Thanks, everybody.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.